AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on Edge, your small business problem solver, where we help you reach your small business dreams and career goals. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn, and Margaret Jackson, our Facebook page at Business on the Edge, our Facebook group page, On the Edge Women in Business. You are welcome to post your products, services, events, motivation, inspirational, political views. It's a group for you to make your comments known, so we're okay with that. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with your questions or comments or shows that you might want us to do. You know, every week I like to thank our listeners for tuning in. We appreciate your listenership. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and small business growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago. That is Warren Buffett. And that's so simple, but very important for us to think about. Someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago. And when I look at that, I think about what kind of trees are you planting? What kind of things do you want to leave your legacy in? What is someone going to be sitting under 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 50 years from now? What are they going to be sitting under, and what are you planning today to make that happen for them? We all participate in our global community in terms of what we do, in terms of the choices we make, our career goals, and so on. So think about, what kind of tree do you want to plant? Of course, you can plant more than one tree. So every week I have an On the Edge power question, for the most part. But this week I have kind of a power fact, On the Edge power fact. And I'm going to say it this way. It's our turn as women on this planet. It's our turn raising up our girls for careers and in the workplace, in areas that we're beginning to, bring our presence as women there, and it's our turn to take our rightful place globally, and I say that, and I know that Business on the Edge is for everyone. Business on the Edge is for small business owners. We're for our students. We are for our women. We are for our men, and I get women centric because our playing field isn't level, and so we need a level playing field. I was on Rob Black's show this morning, Rob Black and Your Money, and we talked a little bit about women and women starting businesses. And he asked me a question, and the question really was, why do women tend to open businesses for women, for the use of women, instead of businesses that kind of serve all? And so serving all would mean our male counterpart, because the other part is we are the other half of all, so women and girls. And I told him, you know, that's a good question, and I felt like I had a great answer. And really the answer is that men are really afforded much more opportunity and resources that women don't have, in terms of if you're comparing genders, if you're comparing women and men. And so women, I told them, women, we kind of, you know, get together and we chat and we talk and we see these deficits. We see these places that are unmet. And the truth of the matter is that, guys, we wouldn't have to start businesses in areas that, as Rob would say, why do women, you know, start businesses for women? Because men aren't starting businesses for women's needs and things that we need met. And so there's this deficit. And so we chat and we talk and we think about and we're emotional in terms of how we kind of arrive at different, you know, answers to even our own questions, but we want to bring, and the honest truth in terms of all of this is really there's things that we're going to do that you're just not going to be able to do. There's things that we're going to bring to the boardroom table that men cannot do. And so as a result of that, women are starting. But it's kind of like, you know, when you see, you know, culturally, why do cultures, be it Black, white, Asians, Hispanics, Indians, you know, you can just go throughout the world. And why does one person from some, you know, say Asian community start a business in some area for that represents something that he can give back or she can give back to their community culturally? Because that's how we're kind of wired that way. We kind of, you know, some of us are going to be social entrepreneurs. Some of us are going to be, you know, serial entrepreneurs, and some of us are going to be these lifestyle entrepreneurs. And women tend to be either social or lifestyle types of entrepreneurs. And so, you know, with that being said, you know, women are trying to make their mark. And like I said in the opening of the segment, is that it's our turn. And, you know, I like what CEO of Goldieblocks, Debbie Sterling, has done. You know, science, technology, engineering, mathematics is the talk of the buzz around the planet, the buzz around the nation in terms of our girls and our women having a greater presence in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And so when we've developed games for our sons, Legos, Connects, my son, I have a 20-year-old son, he had all of anything that you could build with anything that was out there, he had it. He was building everything, and he built some of the most amazing. He could take Legos, and I would tell my son, you know, he's 6 years old. I'm like, you know, how did you come up with it? He's like, oh, I just thought it in my head, you know, and it was really cool. But girls, you know, we have our dolls, and so now we have Goldieblocks. And so I want to share a little bit about Goldieblocks and what they're doing. And if you're not familiar with Goldieblocks is the girly version of engineering and building and having fun at it. And so some of the Goldieblock kits and toys that you can get, and of course, this is Goldieblocks does not know that I'm getting ready. Christmas is just around the corner. Goldieblocks and the Builder's Survival Kit. And so you've got this kit that shows girls how to build things. You know, it's like $60. You got Goldieblocks and the movie machine, Goldieblocks zip line action figure, Goldieblocks and the spinning machine, Goldieblocks and the parade float, Goldieblocks and the dunk tank. All of these toys train our young girls on how to engineer, how to build, how to get their minds not just thinking about, dare I say it, Kevin, you know, just playing with, you know, we played with our dolls, and we've had our Barbies, and we had our Kens, and we had our tea parties. Darn it, it's 2014. We want to build some stuff now. Let's start building our, you know, who manufactured, you know, Barbie's dollhouse. You know, I had a 3-story Barbie's dollhouse. Exactly. I think Ken built that for Barbie. So we want to build some things. We want to explore where our minds can take us with regards to these other areas. And for Rob Black, no one made any games like Goldieblocks for girls. They just weren't there, you know. Legos, you know, I think the best that Legos did is, you know, colored their Legos like pink so you could. Yeah. Anyway, so tonight we're going to talk to some young girls. Some young ladies that were part of our This Girl is on Fire Global Women in the Workplace. And we gave away 4 scholarships. And we're starting to actually distribute those checks. In fact, we're going to give away one of the checks tonight to one of our young ladies that was there. But we're going to talk to them a little bit about what their experiences were. We've got GT20 in the house with us, Kathy Laidlaw, who is the founder and president of GT20, education nonprofit that helps teens find their career fit. Now, this is boys and girls. This is not just a girl thing. But she brought some of her girls to our event, and it was absolutely fantastic, hopefully for them. But I was absolutely excited that they were there for us. Now, Kathy, really quick, my opening with Rob Black, and why do women start businesses that focus on women? Because what would you say to that?
Well, I would say that that's an incorrect assumption on my part, because GiveTeens 20 was started for my son. My son played football at Washington High School in Fremont, and as a sophomore, he received letters from Cal, LSU, Wisconsin, and Oregon because they were interested in him for football. And my son was not interested in going to college, as he knew from the age of 3 years old that he wanted to be in the military. And I, being the good mother of an only child, said, no, you don't. So we are going to help you find some other different careers where you might excel and enjoy yourself. So my son would have a lot of his friends over, and one of his friends, Garrett, if you're out there, this is all about you. I said, so Garrett, what are you going to do after graduation from high school? He said, well, I'm going to be an engineer. I said, oh, you must love working with numbers. He said, no, but they make great money. He said, I hate math. So really, it was young men who were the basic building block of GiveTeens 20, because what I saw is that, you know, there is a certain percentage of people in high school who know what they want to do. They are motivated and directed onto a path. Probably 75% of high school students do not have that. So what we encourage them to do is to know themselves through honest self-assessment, and then to learn about different careers that interest them.
Just well said. You have GiveTeen 20, and if you want to go out and check out their website, that is gt20.org, and that's what you do. You help students find out what really is the best career for them, or something that they might like or they would gravitate to. And so, and our students aren't getting that in high school. And we chatted a little bit before the show that you go to school and you're told to go to school. You have to go to school, kindergarten through 12th grade. And after that, you can do whatever you want to do. But you have to go. There's no why other than going. And if you don't go, truant officers are coming to get you and make sure that you do go. So it's kind of frustrating to kind of get motivated about this whole new world that you're supposed to be in. We're going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about our students, and we're going to bring some students on the air tonight. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business and with Margaret Jackson. I love it. I never know what Kevin's going to do, but he always works the music out for me. Our young guests in the, they're like, who is that? Who's what? You're going to have to give me a little Alicia Keys tonight. So, well, you know, keep that in mind. We're talking about, I like it. It's Our Turn. I would love to play Diana Ross, but her It's Our Turn, My Turn kind of song is kind of mellow. But it's our turn as women, as girls, as opportunities for us to make our mark on this planet. And as much as we love watching our guys make their marks and getting their touchdowns and getting their opportunities to rise and shine, it is the season, I think, of the woman and of the girls. And so we have some of the attendees and girls and leaders and mothers that attended our This Girl is on Fire Global Women in the Workplace event. And what we're going to do, we're excited, is that we're going to take this event. The goal is to take it into four different cities next year. I've just been traveling Dallas, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Silicon Valley. In fact, I'd love to say where we're looking at. I'm going to tell you anyway. We've had some opportunities of organizations saying, hey, come do your event here, like Dr. Kim at the Lighthouse Worldwide Solutions. They have a great facility there, and a huge, just kind of an auditorium. But we're also looking at San Jose State University as being a target for us. So we're going to have a conversation with them next week and see whether or not we can team up on where that would be. So we're looking for the right places to continue to expand this event and to do it in a huge way. And I think next year we're going to let some guys come in and be fly on the walls, and they can volunteer for us. And right? Okay. So we have a guest on the show that's with GT20, and I want to make sure I get her name right. I love getting names right. I hate getting them wrong, because I think there's something important about a person's name in getting it right, because it means something. Malik Nawabi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Did I get your name right?
Yes, right? You did.
I had to spell it phonetically. Thank you. You think I'll take my bow? I'll take my bow. So you were at our event. This girl is on fire. Now, tell the truth. When Kathy approached you about coming to the event, was it like, oh gosh, really, on a Saturday I could be at the mall?
No, it seemed like a fun event. I didn't really know what it was about, but once you sit through it and you experience it, you realize that it's a really meaningful and purposeful event.
Right. So the expo and summit. Did you talk to any like the business owners, the women that were there with their small businesses? And did you kind of do any walking around to see what they were doing, what kind of businesses they were in? I was kind of pulling in a million different directions, so it was like I was getting snippets myself. I was like, okay, what just happened?
I believe that I spoke to Miss Welch.
Oh, Jackie Welch, yes.
Briefly, and mostly just walked around looking at the different booths that people had set up and just sat through the audience and listened to what everyone had to say.
Did you feel like the event, did you get out of the event? I guess what I want to ask is that we wanted to inspire you. We wanted to make sure that you guys understood as young ladies that there's women behind you that want to support what Kathy's doing, what you're doing. And getting your education and then pursuing your dreams. We really wanted to applaud you in that area. Did you feel like we did okay with that?
Yes, I thought that it was a real confidence builder. There aren't a lot of events out there for young girls who want to get involved in business. Mm-hmm. It was really new and different.
So what did you think about the career fashion show? I thought that was like a hoot. I really enjoyed that. I the only thing that I wish is that, you know, the company that did our platform for us, our staging, I wanted it to be like higher, you know, just the catwalk.
Yes, the fashion show was great. The different designs that Dr. Kim displayed, they were really pretty.
Oh, yes. You know, that's her own clothing line. YTK clothing line, right? She gave away, what, two or three jackets that were like $2,500, you know? I mean, so that's, you know, that's awesome. So what would you like to see next year? You know, what would, in terms of speakers, you know, like a peer speaker, you know, a younger speaker to kind of...
I think a peer speaker would be great. There were a lot of women who had established themselves as businesswomen, and I think it would be nice to see someone who's starting out. That way they could sort of tell their story of how it was difficult in the beginning, but how, you know, it's important to be able to overcome certain obstacles.
Right, right. Now, when I say peer, I'm thinking, you know, you have leaders in your school, you have leaders at GT20, and I think that that's great, you know, college students. But someone to kind of, that you can relate to. Yeah, I agree with that. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to get to our other guests, AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We just made the 12-year-old in the room. Thank you, Kevin, for doing it. I appreciate that. You're awesome. Early Learning Preschool is now enrolling excellent academic programs, including preparation for elementary school, ages 2, kindergarten, entry, open 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Flexible programs and affordable rates. After school program with pickup and drop off nearby elementary schools. And they are located in North Valley, San Jose. So you can contact them. And if you're in that area or working in that area, you can get your kids enrolled. 408-937-1545. That's 408-937-1545. And that's early learning preschool. And really what I like about this preschool is, and this is going to be crazy, but for a mom, we get it. They potty train. I mean, come on. You know, 2 years, you know, when my son, they had to be potty trained. And so to have someone that they potty train and they guarantee that they will be potty trained within 2 weeks. And, you know, the way that I did it with my son, I bribed him with pizza and toys. And so we got to the end result. It's funny. So anyway, that's fantastic. Check them out. Again, that's Early Learning Preschool. And they are, you know, getting your kids ready for their next level. And from 6:30 to 6 p.m. every day, and they also work with them on their homework. So how about that? You come home from work and you don't have to do homework. Great stuff. So we're here in the studio talking to some of my guests from the This Girl is on Fire Global Women in the Workplace event. And I'm going to go to our young guest here, Laura Jaime. How are you?
I'm good.
I love that. It's just, I could just end right there. You hear that? Just wonderful. So, Laura, what did you think about the event?
I thought the event was great. I got great motivation from it.
We motivated you from it. What did you think? Now, Laura's one of our scholarship winners. You won a scholarship in arts, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was your first thought when you heard your name?
I felt special and important.
You are special and important. And she's a little short, so we're fixing our mic here. So your name was called and you came. I was so excited because, you know, we kind of know someone, we have someone in common, and I was really excited about you coming. And when your name was called, I think I was just as, you know, excited for you in getting the scholarship. What are you going to spend your scholarship money on?
Well, I'm going to use it to do piano lessons.
You're going to do piano lessons, music too, right? I knew it was between music and dance. And so that's fantastic. You know, the scholarships that we gave out at the event, they were really to let students know that we're for them. You know, you can spend it with regards to some school, something that you need for school. It could even be, you know, shoes. It could be, you know, just long as it lends to your being able to do your school activities. So now, what did you, you know, in terms of being at the event, what would you like to see next year?
Well, maybe more hands-on and some
That's
more
good. Break. When you say hands-on, what do you want to put your hands on?
Well, maybe like break into groups and...
Like a workshop.
Sort of like that.
Right. Okay. So if we broke into, that's interesting. I like this. I got 1 minute. This is a serious conversation here. Yes. Just, yeah. Thank you. So what kind of workshop would you like to see? Like hands-on, when you say that, is it hands-on? Give me an example. Hands-on dancing, hands-on. How to get a job, how to interview for a job.
Yeah, like that.
You're like 12 years old. Where are you going to go work? You know, would you intern somewhere? You could intern. We would take you as an intern, 12 years old. You know what an internship is? You get to go to work, but we don't pay you kind of thing. That's
I
really
think at
funny.
12 years old, it might be indentured servitude or something. I think I'd stay away from that, Margaret.
We'd have to, you know, give you pizza as payment or something like that. So overall, what did you think about the event?
I thought it was really awesome.
It just doesn't get any better than that, people. Come on, I do what I do. This is like awesome. This is awesome. So some of the things I want to share with you before we go to, how much commercial break? Let's go ahead and go to the commercial break because I want to share something about education and scholarships. AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I reach the top and I hit the stop and that's what's bothering me.
Welcome back to Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're going to go to a quick special commercial really for crafts. If you are a crafty person, then you're going to like this. Hey, the holidays are around the corner. Golden Altar Ministries is having their first annual craft bazaar on November 8th, 12:30 to 5 p.m. If you are crafty, this event is for you. You will enjoy it. It is open to the community. They're going to have 20 vendors showcasing jewelry, art, hats, knit and crochet, sewing creations, home cooking, food and goodies, and other great, great, great activities for you. Get out to this event. You're going to enjoy it. For more information, you can call 408-993-1962. That's 408-993-1962. And the event is at 1750 Junction Avenue, San Jose, California. And again, this is Golden Altar Ministries opening their doors to the community for their first annual Craft Bazaar event. Enjoy yourself. I love that. I might even show up. I'm a little crafty. I used to make the little bears and the wedding, you know, albums and all of that. So that is 1750 Junction Avenue. That is tomorrow, 12:30 to 5 o'clock, November 8th. You may see me there with my crafty stuff going on. So we're talking to our young ladies. We're talking to GT20. We're talking to Malik and we're talking to Laura about the This Girl Is On Fire event. It's really not about the event. It's about what they got out of the event. You know, our women got a lot out of the event. And giving these scholarships away and giving the opportunities to these young ladies to experience. Now, you know, Laura put me on the spot if you're just tuning in. You know, she wants more hands-on, so I'm going to have to get something so she can put her hands on next year at the This Girl Is On Fire event. But I want to share some tools, some resources for your parents, the parents that are out there, or if you're a student, if you're a college student. I know San Jose students or San Jose College tends university, you know, tunes into a few of our shows, a lot of our shows actually. But we're always talking about money for school, money. Scholarship. I like the scholarship coach on usnews.com. And this is a place where you can find different types of scholarships, money for school. In fact, they have a scholarship on there, Reach for the Stars with Space Science Scholarships. Amazing, amazing. Scholarship America has given more than $2.7 billion in scholarships away. And we have how U.S. students can find college scholarships to study in Europe. Draft an application to these construction industry scholarships. Pitch yourself to these scholarships for future entrepreneurs. All of this is on, again, usnews.com. And all you have to do is click click education, and it'll take you to the scholarships coach. You'll see the choices there. But support and educate with scholarships for social workers, music performance scholarships, reward talent and practice. We've got Laura that enjoys the creative arts. Connect with scholarships for sorority sisters. Pledge to apply for these fraternity scholarships and so on. They're listed, you know, on down the line. There's money for school. There's money. And Malik, you're graduating.
Yes, 2015.
And so do you have a college selected or like to go to?
I'd really like to go to UC Santa Cruz.
Oh, UC Santa Cruz. And so I know you're debating about what that program is going to be, and we talked about, you know, you can explore, but what are some of the things that you kind of lean towards?
I've always really liked history and English, and I've been really interested in film and drama, and I also really like learning about people.
Right. All of the, and you know what, you can in film and drama, you can bring history in, you can bring, you know, all of these, you know, humanitarian ideas into that environment. I love that as well in terms of film and television. So are you looking for scholarships? Are you looking for resources for school?
Yes, I have been. Yeah.
So is this a resource that you're using, usnews.com?
No. Recently, I tried filling out the FAFSA form, but it doesn't start until January. So I've been looking around for other scholarships.
So I guess I just hooked you up with a great resource. Exactly. So make sure you write that down and go to usnews.com and go under education and just surf. You know, I used to help students get scholarships. I used to work, like I said, work for the base education and training office. We 2 minutes into this, before we get out of this segment, and I want to circle back to GT20. Tell us a little bit about the videos that you have on your website. And please, if you get a chance, please, please, please go out and visit this website. Absolutely amazing. GT20.org. And what you're doing to show young people that they can learn a little bit about what people are doing out there in their jobs and careers.
Well, basically on the website, Giftings 20, we have two things that we would like visitors to do. Excuse me. And the first is to know themselves through honest self-assessment. And we do have a free online assessment tool that we link to. It takes about 20 minutes to do it. It's 100 questions. And what I recommend that you do is, since it's not on our site, that you copy it and paste it onto a Word document so that you can report or print out the report and keep it for your future use. So the first thing, again, is know yourself. The second thing is to learn about different careers that you might be interested in. So we've got some different links and tips on how to resource different careers. And we also provide videos that are 3 to 5 minute long videos that basically the meaning behind Give Teens 20 is where we go and ask adults, would you please give teens 20 minutes of your time, answer three questions. What made you choose this career? How did you get here? So what's your education and what's your experience? And then lastly, what's the best piece of advice you would give a teen who wants to do what you're doing? So we've been around filming with a professional film crew, so they're really great quality videos. These videos with people in different industries. For instance, we have the Raiders announcer at the Coliseum who's answered these questions for teens and young adults. We've got the chief of cardiology at UC Davis Medical Center, a female bariatric surgeon at UC Davis Medical Center. We have Fremont PD. We did 5 interviews at Fremont PD with a police captain, a canine officer, a sergeant, a street crimes unit, and a dispatcher telling you how to get these jobs.
Right. And I wish you could keep going. But GT20.org, check it out. AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business and Edge. Who is that? I'm like, is John Travolta going to jump out of the... And he definitely doesn't look like he used to, so hopefully he doesn't jump out of anything and start trying to dance. Gosh. So we're wrapping up. We're talking to my guests, and I so appreciate you guys taking time out of your day to come and experience This Girl Is on Fire, Global Women in the Workplace Expo and Summit. It was really two events that we kind of put together, and I think it was great. And as a result of that, we're going to get it into some other areas. We had an Indiegogo campaign to help raise funds so we could let you ladies get in at no cost, which was fantastic as well. So, Laura, I'm going to circle back around to you before we get out of here. We only have a couple of minutes. I know we've chewed up a lot of our time. What's the best advice? And it wasn't one of my questions that I sent over to you, but I want you to think about this, okay? What's the best advice that you can give to your peers, to your friends? You're on air, and you can make a difference around the world. This is streamed around the world. We're here in the 9 barrier counties. You've got people listening in. What's the best advice would you give to young people your age? Let's say for their future.
Well, I would say to work hard and
Suffer and hustle.
There you go. Work hard. It doesn't. I think Warren Buffett would say that same thing. It's to work hard. If you wanna achieve something good, you gotta work hard. You can't be a sloth. You know what? Have you seen the sloths?
No.
You know? Did you watch Ice Age?
No.
You didn't watch Ice Age? The sloth? Oh God! The sloth. It's just, it's a lazy, lazy animal. And so I talk about sloths. Sometimes people can be sloths, but, you know, take Laura's advice, work hard. It just doesn't get any simpler than that. Work hard and you will accomplish the things that you need to accomplish. I want to turn my attention to you, Malik. For the young people your age, what's the advice that you would give them?
I would say that your life belongs to you, and if you want to do something, you should be able to do it and just do what makes you happy. Don't try and please others.
And we see that a lot with the bullying and all of that. You know, sometimes kids are trying to mitigate bad situations at school. And so part of that is, you know, when you're bullied, you're trying to please what they're doing. And I circle around to that just because that's never okay. And just so you ladies know, bullying happens in the workplace, unfortunately, and it's not okay. You know, and so I talk about it here on the show that we all have a responsibility to behave correctly to one another. And it's okay to do that. And so we want to make sure. I appreciate you coming on the show tonight. We're going to give Laura her $250 scholarship money tonight. I'm going to handwrite her out a check from Business on the Edge Incorporated. Those of you that were our givers for our Indiegogo campaign, you made this happen for her, and you made it happen for Malik to be able to come to this event at no cost. So thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. GT20, you know, Kathy Laidlaw, check out her website, gt20.org. Get your kids on track for sure. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great weekend. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.